Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. Whatever brings repeated disappointment, let the fire of the Lord consume them. Anyone using their power and authority against you, let the fire of the Lord put them to shame. In the name of Jesus, every setback, they are consumed by the fire of the Lord. Amen. Every misfortune, they are consumed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand and pray and say, oh Lord, arise by your fire. Arise by fire. Consume every setback, every misfortune in my life. Arise, arise. Arise by your fire, fire, fire. Arise by your fire. Consume every misfortune, every setback, every disappointment. Arise by your fire, by your fire, by your fire, by your fire. Arise by your fire, oh Lord. Arise by your fire. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't know if trap, they still catch rats. I saw once where rat, they pushed the... Did anybody see that? Anyways, computer graphics and all those things. Setback can be like a trap. They are instrument of setback. A trap says, if you step on this, let it catch you. Setback can be, if this was, is about to happen, let him return back. You know, how will I explain it? Just like a programming, a timing. When this happens, in computer we have if and then statement. If this happens, then do this. So if he's about to receive a letter of joy, then let there be a setback. If he's about to get married, then let there be a misfortune. They are instruments of setback. We are praying with fire. This service is fire. Lift your hand and say, fire of the Lord. Say, every instrument of wickedness, instrument of setback, instrument of misfortune, instrument of disappointment, arisen against me. Let the fire of the Lord consume. Fire, fire, fire. We arise, oh Lord, arise by your dimension of fire. Consume every instrument of setback, every instrument of misfortune. Be consumed by fire. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Many instruments of setback is in the brain. An experiment was conducted by white men. They put 9 monkeys in a cage. They put banana on top of the cage. When a monkey want to go and pick the banana, they carried a club. When the monkey want to pick, they hit the monkey. All the monkeys wanted to keep the banana and they were hitting the monkeys. Then it got to a time, the monkeys gave up. So they stopped trying to pick the banana. So the man left. He was now removing one monkey out and replacing it with a new one. Once they replace it with a new one and the new one sees the banana, the man has left, they will run to go and pick the banana. You know what we'll do? All the monkeys, they will put that monkey down. They will fight the monkey. He replaced them, every new one that keeps coming. When he wants to pick the banana, they will fight each other. He replaced all of them. Was replacing with new people. All of them, if you want to pick monkey, banana, they will put the person down. The people that were there when the history happened, they did not tell anybody that because a man was with a club stopping people from picking banana. We don't want you to be hit by it. Listen, many of the things limiting you and setting you back, you don't know about the history. You were told it. In this family, anybody that wants to do this what happened to him? Don't do A war. When I was growing up, you don't sit on the pounded yam, whatever. You don't sit on it. If you sit on it, they say nothing will happen. Now something more for the sit on it mess those days, and they want to stop those things. That's why many of the things limiting you, they told you, you don't know about it, and it has formed a limitation for you. They don't go to school in our family. Anybody that goes to school, it does not amount to anybody in our life. It is your thinking. That man with the club listening, limiting you, he has left. We have found him. We have cast him out. He is no longer there. Don't let anybody tell you it is impossible. Do you understand? Most of our Allah is what we hear people say, not what we know. Lift your right hand up. Say, every news I have heard, I think there's any information, any instruction, any news that is a source of my setback, say, be taken away by the blood of Jesus. Be taken away, be taken away, be taken away. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When I was in Jaws, my were pregnant with our second daughter. And then my wife called me and she has started passing blood. What you have been told, and I've had that experience with many people in church, what you have been told is that if you are pregnant and you start spotting, it is miscarriage. So when you see this spotting, what comes to your mind? Miscarriage. Oh Lord, they have started again. They are, see, Oluwadara see me that you know. There was spotting. She was born. She's alive. When anything happens, I'm spotting. Spotting is not miscarriage. Sir, did you hear me? Did you hear me? The news you heard is the source of your setback. So you now agree with the thing. In this office, every three years, they retrench, not you. They retrench, yes, but not you. Don't join. I pray for you. Any news, any information you have listened to that is activating setback in your life, let them be destroyed by thunder. Let them be demolished by thunder. Let them be demolished by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Let no one tell you the problem is from your family. Let nobody tell you that again. It's your family. You know, some wife tell husband, in my family, you don't have this. It's in your family. See, when you are married to solve problem, not to castigate. It is not in your family. You know why? You belong to a new family. You are born again. You belong to the family of Jesus. Hello, are we here? And in that family, there is no setback. Therefore, we come in the name above every other name. Every misfortune, every setback against your life and destiny, let them be destroyed by thunder. Let them be destroyed by thunder. The setback ends now. The setback ends today. In the name of Jesus, whatever is taking you to square one, they are destroyed by fire. You begin to make progress from today. You make progress from today. You make progress from today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have you seen Job. Job 30, 26. Let's see a picture of what a setback is. Job 30, 26. But when I looked for good, evil came. And then when I waited for light, then came darkness. What is setback? Setback is what reverses your progress. Setback is what cuts off your expectation. Setback. I don't know if you have heard of a person collected visa at the immigration point of entrance. You know when people collect visa, they do party in Nigeria. But at the immigration point, it happened to my sister's teacher. Got the visa to Germany. At the immigration point, he was not allowed to enter the country. He was returned back to the country, back to Nigeria. Setback is what reverses your progress. It is like if you watch Arabian film, I forgot how it is. They have this mat. Is it flying mat? You know, sometimes the mat rolls. It's like your dream. Sometimes people dream and they wake up and they look as if something reverses it. That is what a setback is. Setback is setback. It is what sets you back. Setback is humiliating. Setback is frustrating because it is a reversal of good things in your life. It is a stop to your expectation. You have the plan, but the plan does not succeed. In fact, you have the money. I've shared with you when I was growing up in Abuja, when I was coming up working, where I want to go and buy land. He said 2 million. I have 750. By the time I go and raise like 1.8 and say, let me go and beg them, maybe they will let me pay 1.8. And then I'll bring 200 later. By the time I get there, the land is 4 million. Anybody in the house? Seti Baki. Seti Baki. It reverses your fortune. Cut short your expectation. I told them, you know, the thing that pains me most about setback, me, is that it is sudden. It is unannounced. It doesn't give you any advance notice. Therefore, it makes you not to be prepared for it. But I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Whatever is a setback of your dreams, setback of your desire, today let them be terminated by fire. Any setback making you to cry, making you to weep, making you to cry, let them be destroying your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shared a testimony in the first service. You know, a setback. That before I started preaching, talk about how he lost everything and stopped coming to church. You know, when some setback happens, what first comes to your mind is that, everybody's looking at me, everybody's laughing at me, let me not go out. Every setback that is knocking, making you to go out, that has stopped you from coming to church, every setback that has stopped you from going out, today, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, let that setback be turned around for you. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a turn around in every setback for you. In the name of Jesus. Can I say no more setback? You know, setback frustrates. You will see a confident man. Setback will make the person weak. You know, somebody that can go and talk to everybody. Fine boy. Fine boy like Justice. Can go confidently. When setback happens, he doesn't walk with a swag anymore. He looks out. It frustrates. It humiliates. It makes you doubt your faith. As a pastor, you say, did God really call me? Setback makes you feel betrayed. Setback weakens your resolve. Setback takes away your confidence. It dampens your morale. And it is a huge blow upon you. I pray for everybody here. Whatever is setting your life back, let them be buried by the thunder of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Setback has a cousin. His name is misfortune. Misfortune makes you miss your timing. Misfortune makes things finish before it gets your turn. Misfortune makes bad things to happen to your helpers. Misfortune makes sure your expectations does not come to pass. Misfortune always hinders you from your place of blessing. Misfortune a bastard. Misfortune a bastard. You know, the way I operate when the Lord speaks to me to do some things, because of some people, I don't come and say, Bro Vitalis, the topic about help from setback. The Lord, I was praying about you, and the Lord asked me to take that message. I don't take it, I just come. But do you know what I discovered? Most of the people I'm praying for and the Lord laid a message on my heart to pray for and minister to them on Wednesday. When I'm ministering, they are not there. It is misfortune within misfortune. You know, some people, when they come to church as if they have done pastor a favor. You don't pay my salary. You don't give me anything. And then you come to church and it's as if you have done me a favor. You come to church and it's as if you have done God a favor. You don't do anybody a favor now. It's yourself. I keep saying it. Whatever makes you run away from God is your greatest enemy. Misfortune makes you run away from where help is. You know, misfortune, it singles you out for trouble, for persecution, for problem, for harassment. Some of us were in places where if something bad was going to happen, we knew which was going to happen to first. It is always from that person. Any wahala, have you not been in school? It is the same person that causes problem for everybody in the class. The same person. Quite unfortunate. Misfortune is being unfortunate. I pray for everyone here. Whatever makes you unfortunate, let the blood of Jesus wash away from your life. Say amen, let me hear you. Let the blood of Jesus wash away every misfortune and unfortunate situation in your life. In the name of Jesus. You know, misfortune makes a man to struggle without having anything to show for it. Misfortune makes a man not to cross the finishing line. Misfortune makes disappointment available for a person when he's about to break through. Misfortune makes war and battle available for a man when he's about to cross to the other side. I pray for you. By the power upon the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power in the name of Jesus, whatever is a misfortune and setback in your life, they are terminated today. They are destroyed today. In the name of Jesus. Misfortune is the architect of last minute disappointment. Misfortune is the architect. I've shared with you one of my people. They were friends. Two of them were friends. They went to the same university. Wanted to travel abroad. For one, everything was easy. I knew them very well. In fact, when they needed to serve, one got a place of service easily. The other one, we needed to pray very well before he got. They finished service. Both of them wanted to go to UK for education. For this, one got everything ready. Even money to pay. He got everything easily. The other one, we had to pray to get everything. And then he was called to come and pick his visa. And he carried, you know when you are going for visa, you know you have one very, you know, the files, the jacket, they are always looking very ugly. Ugly looking jacket or envelope. Where you put different kind of documents inside. Go and check. All your certificates, they are in ugly looking. Am I lying? So he carried all his certificates and went to collect the passport, check his visa, put it in the envelope with all his documents. And then because he was late and they were going to resume 2 days' time, he started rushing. So from collecting, he went to Emma Plaza to go and quickly buy something. By the time he came back, they have bubbled the car. They've carried all the certificates, the visa, the passport, and they ran away with it. See, he's there now. I pray for you. Whatever is misfortune, let them be buried in your life and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Misfortune makes another adult cry like a baby. Misfortune makes a man to look older than his age. Misfortune makes a once vibrant person make the person chicken out. We come by grace. Whatever is called misfortune in your life, in your family, in your destiny, let that misfortune be washed away by the blood of Jesus. I pray for you. Anything you have applied for, no misfortune is permitted to touch them. Anything you have applied for, there shall be no setback concerning that thing. In the name of Jesus, anything you are expecting, no misfortune is permitted to take them away. We destroy every last minute disappointment concerning your life. In the name of Jesus. Can I say no misfortune? Let me jump. Let me say this. Please. Your reaction to things is more important to that thing. Your reaction to disappointment, to setback, to misfortune, is what determines whether you overcome it or not. A wrong reaction during setback and misfortune is an agreement with the devil. When you react wrongly, you agree with the devil. When you react rightly, you agree with God. Your reaction during setback, during disappointment, during misfortune, is key. Is a key that opens door either to the devil or to God. Let me repeat myself. Your reaction during setback, disappointment, misfortune is the key that opens a door either to darkness or to light. When you react wrongly, darkness comes. When you react rightly, light comes. Let me advise you. In the face of disappointment, of setback, of misfortune, seek the Lord. Help me tell somebody, you hear? When you are disappointed, when there is a setback, when there is misfortune, let it be like a clarion call upon you to seek the Lord. Do not let it be a clarion call to run away from God. A very notable member of our church in those days was not available. Calling, he was not picking phone. So I sent church members to go and see him at home. And when they went to see him at home, he gave a catalog of problems he was going through. And they look at him, we respect you. You mean if you have challenge, you run away? Now ask him, if you are sick, do you run away from the hospital? Many Christians are in church whenever there is trouble. They run away from church. That means they have never ever believed that God can solve your problem. When there is in fact, church members believe they are doctors more than God. When they are sick, they see doctor. When they have problem, they stay at home. I beg you, when there is setback, it is a time to seek the Lord. Help me tell somebody, when there is setback, it is a time to seek the Lord. And the Lord will not fail you. The Lord will not fail you. The Lord will not fail you. But remember, the Lord says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Esau made a mistake. The Bible says, he sought for it with everything he had. He never had it back. Now is the appointed time to seek the Lord. When there is misfortune, when there is disappointment, when there is heartbreak, when Bobo left you at the altar, when there is open shame, it is the time to seek the Lord. When you are about to get married, when you are looking for that baby, it is the time to seek the Lord. It's not the time to run away. It's not the time to sit down in self-pity. Setback time is the time to seek the Lord. Number two, it is time to trust the Lord. It is the time to trust. Lion of Judah. Ancient of this,
my trust is in you.
I am that I am. My trust is in you. I put them up. Hello, do you understand? When there is setback, it is a time to trust. That is a trust. Time to trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. If you have the right understanding, there will be no setback. Setback is not the time to use your experience. It's a time to seek the Lord. It is a time to trust in the Lord. Are we in church? Hope never make a shame. It is time to trust the Lord. Psalm 112 verse 7. Psalm 112 verse 7. He will not be afraid. Read with me. Say, I will not be afraid of evil tidings. My heart is steadfast. Trusting. Do you know what is steadfast? Okay, disciple. Talk on this right word. He has made up his mind that there's no change. So that whether it's negative or positive, he is there. Stubbornly trusting in the Lord. Let nothing move you. Let nothing move you. Pastor, I am home. I'm woman. And yes, Jesus is woman. Cry. But let it not stop you. Cry. My God, why have you disappointed me? After you do that, clean your face. Go out. Cry in secret. Don't cry publicly. Don't let them mock you. Put your trust in the Lord. When they set back, what do? You seek the Lord. And you put your trust in him. Help me tell somebody, you hear? All of you going through wrong relations, you know the boy in a bad person. You went through it. He broke your heart. You are complaining. Spell it. Put your trust in the Lord. Eh? He broke your heart. No be good. No be new news. No be news. Trust in the Lord. And for these stupid boys breaking out of men, people everywhere. Okay. When there is setback, what do you do? It's a time to keep the faith. Number one, it's a time to seek the Lord. Number two, it's a time to trust in Him. Number three, it is a time to keep the faith. It is a time to keep the faith. It is a time to keep the faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. When there is setback is a test of your faith. Remember, I told you when speaking about faith, every test you go through is a test of your faith. Every test is to see the reaction of your faith. It is the test of faith. It is the battle of faith. It is the fight of faith. The Bible says we should fight the fight of faith. Setback is a time to keep the faith. Help me tell somebody, keep the faith. Joshua 1:7. Setback. Setback. Joshua 1:7. Oh yeah, let's reach together. Only be. Let's reach together now. Let's go. One, two, go. Only be strong and courageous. That you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from me to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Jump to verse 9. Look at it again. Okay, let's go. Have I not commanded you? So when there is setback, number one, seek the face of the Lord. Number two, trust the Lord. Number three, keep the faith. Number four, be strong and be courageous. Wow. And I used to think I don't understand Yoruba very well. But Yoruba proverb says, come into my room. See, it is a time of war that you know Akinkanju, that you know. It is a time of war that you know a warrior. It is not by being called Victor or Shegun or Godwin. If you fail in the days of adversity, how small? In the days of battle, arise, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, be strong. And sir, as long as you are here, there will be battle. There will be challenge. Learn courage. Sir, they came and they took away the family of David, everybody. All of them cried and cried and cried. It got to a time, David stood up and said, it's not a matter of cry. We have cried enough. Sir, church members, you have cried enough. It's time for courage. It's time to arise. Please, can you tell the girls and the women beside you? Say, you have cried enough. All of them are looking at me. Okay. Yeah, mate, sorry, you guys have cried enough. It's time to put on courage. Hello, ma. Stop crying. Hello, ma. Let me talk to my brothers. Brothers, it's time. You know, men, we don't cry publicly. We don't cry out. We cry within. The thing, they inside. See, bros, you don't keep the thing enough. Bros, see that is. You don't keep the thing enough. You have cried enough. You don't form big man enough. Push it aside. It's now time to be courageous. We arise in courage against every setback and every misfortune against you. We come in courage. So when you arise in courage, you have won 50% of a battle. Arise, arise, arise. Arise like a warrior. Arise like a strong man. And speak against the misfortune. And speak against the setback. If you don't speak against it, it stops. It continues. You know, Isaac married Rebecca. I don't know if you know that they married at the age of 40 and they gave birth to their first child at 60. Oh, you don't know? That's it. But do you know what changed it? Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. He got to a time and said, No, not yet again. Not yet again. I am the priest of this family. And as a priest, I arise and say, my wife, be effort, be fruitful. I stand as a priest in this church and I say, you will not lose battles. There will be no setbacks for you. In the name of Jesus, go home and tell your children. Go home and say that to your family. Go home and tell the devil that. Thank God, I hope people are praying for me. Please keep praying. Please keep praying. Continue. Arise and fight that battle. Stop transferring your battles for people to fight. They will not be there always for you. Arise and fight. Be strong and be courageous. Amaya. Idowu. Which other name again? Okay, let me call Fantasia. Lutetia. You know those beautiful looking names that run away in the day of battle. Be strong and be courageous. Help me tell somebody, be strong and be courageous. Tell the person, let me say, be strong and be courageous. Do you know that many people that make all the noise, they can't fight? Everybody is afraid of them because of the noise they make. When they're like, hey, we not go take up. As in the shout, in the movement. I love those people. They are courageous people. They first of all do the shakara. May your secret not be exposed that you cannot fight. Hello. Courage is 50% victory. Every sport that is combat sport that you watch, people say words. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick you. You know, Muhammad Ali will tell you the round he will beat you, and he will beat you in that round. Because it is in your mind playing, you say, this man tell the guy saying go beat him, third round, he beat him. He tell that one say first round go beat him, he beat him. He come tell me say na 8th round. That means I better pass the bell. He better say he can go for him. So by the time you get to 8th round, you are already afraid that he better say go beat you, and then he will beat you. Speak the word. Let the devil hear you. No setback. I shall not die before my time. I will not be put to shame. I will not suffer reproach. I'm not losing the battle. Not yet. I did not come to Abuja for visitation. I came to take over the land. Let the devil hear you. Hello, let the devil hear you. Let the devil hear you. Be strong. And be courageous. John 14 verse 1. Hey, let's read together. Do not let your... Don't let people see your face and be asking what is wrong with you. Sir, what am I saying? Don't give in to fear. What troubles thou? Do not let your heart be troubled. Don't let what you are going to show on your face. Carry yourself as a king, as a queen. Carry yourself as a person God has blessed. Look at the mirror. Look at how wonderful you look. Look at how pretty you look. You are like allowing some people to mess you up. And you know you are looking like Mami, Mama Rugo, Abba. Look good. Look yourself in the mirror. This is the best person God has ever created. That stupid boy, that stupid man, that stupid walk, that stupid sickness does not know. Does not mean to change me. I'm the best thing that ever happened to Abuja. The Lord is sitting well. I'm the best thing that has happened to my place of work. No one can pull me down. I cannot be refused. There might be a setback, but my setback is a setup. My setback is a springboard for the next level. How do I explain this? When a ram does like this, move back, what do you think he wants to do? Now power to come and attack. So my setback is me. I'm coming back with a fight back. For every setback, there is a comeback. Are you here? If you don't do that, you will just kill yourself. You'll be depressed. You'll be in despair. Do not be troubled. Be courageous. That stupid person did not see your importance. Doesn't mean you are not important. That that experience, that health issue, that challenge, that setback happened to you, does not mean you are not important. Who do you think we throw stones at? Is it not the right mango? Your thinking pattern is what matters. You know, when we ask people to thank God, thanking God, we are asking you to thank God for what you have. People now start thinking of what they don't have. What do I have to thank God for? They will now use mouth that is still talking. What do I have to thank? May that mouth go. If the mouth has gone dumb, you will know. Your perspective to life is the key that opens the door for darkness or light. Your perspective to life is the key that brings victory quickly or delays your victory. Have the right perspective. Seek God. Trust in God. Keep the faith. Be courageous. Do not give in to fear. Don't give up. Don't give up. When there is setback, it is the time to fight. You know, Winston Churchill, the great Prime Minister of UK, was invited to give a commencement speech at the university. I don't know which university it was, maybe Oxford or Cambridge. And then he rose up, they clapped for him. He mounted the podium and put his DC on it and said, "Never, never give up." And he left. So when he left, everywhere was quiet. Is he not going to give a speech? Then they remember. That's one of the most powerful speech ever given. It's one sentence. Never, never give up. When there is setback, never, ever give up. Eni te gumban le koma roju bo se rara ye lo rara orun. I will interpret. Masquerade, we believe they are our ancestors, their spirit. When a masquerade is chasing you, keep running. Spirit itself, they get tired. Whatever is pursuing you, it will get tired if you keep going. It is if you give up that he takes over. It's a running battle. Let's keep running. We went to Baptist Hospital to jump on tarpaulin. Anybody have done tarpaulin before? Wow. They dig a hole and they put a tarpaulin on it. When you jump on it, it will throw you up. You can turn, you drop on it again, you jump. So it's the white people in the hospital that did it. So we will climb this fence and go and be jumping. Unfortunately for us, on that day, they have released the dogs. There was this neighbor of mine that was shot. We had to carry him when we were going in to jump the fence. So while we were jumping on the tarpaulin and it was throwing us off, we had dog, hop, 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 hop. We found ourselves at the other side of the fence. How? We didn't know. You know, the one that we were climbing and we were pushing ourselves. When we were coming back and the dogs were chasing, we found ourselves at the other side. When the masquerade is chasing you, keep running. Masquerade, they get tired also. Your battles will give up. Your setback will give you up. Your misfortune will give you up when you don't give up. Hello, are we here? Say, never ever give up. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm telling you things from the scripture. I pray for everyone here. Whatever is the setback, whatever is the misfortune against your life and your destiny, they are terminated today. In the name of Jesus. Now, lift your right hand up. We are going to pray. You are going to mention that whatever it is, talk to it. Talk to it. Say, I don't give up. I overcome you. I prevail over you. I prevail. I will not be mocked concerning this issue. I will not be put to shame. I overcome that situation. I overcome that situation. I overcome that setback. I overcome the misfortune. By the blood of Jesus, every prayer prayed there, I answered on my behalf. Barrenness is terminated. Delay is terminated. Disappointments are terminated. Discouragements are terminated. I overcome. I reign. I rule. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray together. whatever has weakened you, whatever looks like a shame and a reproach, whatever that you have almost given up on, I come as a servant of God and I pray for you. Let there be a recovery and a restoration for you. In the name of Jesus, you have the last laugh. The last laugh. You have the last laugh. You have the last laugh. You are prevailing over that circumstance. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. When Jesus was crucified, there was party in hell. There was party among the Sanhedrin. But 3 days after, he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So you are, now the time is like 4 a.m. 6 a.m. is around the corner. Before this month ends, whatever has been causing you pain, let there be a turnaround for you. Your money season is here now. Your money season is here now. The season of setback is over. The season of misfortune is over. You shall see that misfortune no more. You shall see that setback no more. You are prevailing. You are ready. You are laughing at them last. No one can mock you again. The Lord lift you up above them all. In the name of Jesus, that situation is terminated. You prevail. You are coming to share your testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Stretch forth your hand for the blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. The disappointment is terminated. The setback is defeated. The misfortune is buried. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance of favor, of mercy, of grace upon you, and give you peace. Whatever is a source of your troubles and your turmoil, they are destroyed today in the name of Jesus. We speak peace to your situation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.